All right, let's talk about pricing your products and services. If you are like me and we're still pricing your products at things like $47, $97, $997, you might be surprised at some of the trends that I discovered, which I'm going to be talking about on this episode of the Content Toolbox. Okay, we are talking about pricing your products and services, specifically in regards to digital products. I'm not talking e-commerce. I'm not talking like big business. Like this is very specifically for coaches, infopreneurs, course creators, any kind of digital products that we're talking about in this digital marketing landscape. Okay, so one of the things that I love to do is share my opinion because, you know, everyone's got one, right? We all know what they're like. But I also do like to do a little bit of research. And this time I was like, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to be talking about. And I did a little research. And I tell you what, I found some articles that are just really shocking and kind of mind-blowing to me. So I figured they might be for you as well. And a lot of it is around the psychology of buying, which we have looked at before. But now specifically in relation to numbers that we're using and in relation to how we are presenting them. So I'm going to go over all of that. So if you're new here though, and you don't know who I am, I'm Jen Neal, and I founded Formula Done, and I created the content activation method after I had lost so much money on Facebook ads that I figured out there had to be a better way. So I put myself on a mission after running my agency for 12 years. I'm like, nope, I'm going to find a better way to do this. And I actually figured out how traffic sort of flows online. So now what we do is we help business owners just like you use your old content to actually find, attract, and convert new customers with content that actually engages more and ads that cost much less. So if any of those things are interesting to you, check out more at our website, formuladone.com. All right, so let's get into the meat of the juicy, all the stuff, the pricing. So exciting. Okay, so I'm not going to go through, like if you look at how to price products and services, right? And you just type this in, you're going to come up with a lot of like, there's this pricing model and this pricing model and this. And really like what I find to be really helpful is actually actionable steps of, okay, here's how we do it. So I have been creating pricing and everything in my business for many, many years. So I'm going to share with you how I do it and some of the things that I think about and how I go through. So I've actually been working in this small business marketing world for a long time. I started out literally in high school. fresh out of high school, I was running a marketing department, but I worked in other businesses and we sold everything from little e-commerce widgets. You know, I worked for companies, we did that, supplements, big trailers, commercial construction. So I've worked in a lot of different businesses where we've priced things from dollars to millions. And there are certain things that kind of still play across all of these. And some of these trends, they're things that I have carried forward into when I started my own agency about 14 years ago. So I very first started my business and I came out and I'm like, all right, it's just me. Right? And at that time, I was focused on mostly graphic design and things. And I was afraid to charge people even $25 an hour. I was like, I don't know if they're going to do that. Right? And at that point in time, I was charging hourly. I worked with a coach at the time who kind of helped me understand how to run a business down to like the business fundamentals and things. But specifically, what we're talking about today is pricing. And so she's the one that convinced me to go to more of a packaged pricing model and to just build a lot of value into the package. And so I actually brought her in on one of the packages that I was doing for a local company. I had worked with them before and they're like, hey, what would it be like if you came in, took over, set all of this up, built all of this automation and trained our people how to do, you know, this, this, and this. I knew it was a several month package. And so I actually kind of built it out and I went to her and I'm like, look, I need your help on this. She looked at it and she's like, how do you feel about it? And I'm like, I'm really nervous about it. And she's like, great, add another zero. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There's no way I could do that. She's like, listen, and this is a lesson that I totally have carried forward. When in doubt, add another zero. And I think I've talked about that before, but I literally did. I was like, there is no way that they will go for this. And I added another zero and I was like, holy crap, they took it. They actually took it and they were happy. since then, I have, in general, I've come up with a number, and then I'm like, I always kind of measure it with that gut check. How does that make me feel? And if I multiplied this by 1.5, or if I added another 0, what would that look like? Could I get away with it? And I have stretched myself through the years to do that. And so now, where I used to be afraid to even charge $25 an hour, like, my average going rate is probably north of $300 an hour or something now. So it just is something that kind of, like, you get super nervous about it, and then you sort of break that wall, and then it's like, that's the new norm. And then you get super nervous about it again and break that wall, that becomes the new norm. So it's just this sort of growth experience as it kind of goes, right? So what I want to talk about then is the process of how I go through and kind of price these things, and, like, very specifically, products and services. So in my opinion, pricing products, like a digital product versus a service, because service work has a lot more variables in it, with your overhead costs and service and support and people and training and blah, 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 right? So we're actually going to break these things up into two different sections and talk about them separately that way. Let's start with products, because I think those are a little bit easier. So when you're thinking about the product, it also matters who you're selling to and where they are in the customer journey. So is this a brand new product that is coming out to people that is an introductory product? Like, there's a whole digital marketing thing, right? Like, is it a tripwire product? Are you bringing them in? Those are typically going to be low dollar products, because people just aren't generally going to come in and be like, yeah, here's 10 grand, let me work with you, right? So a lot of times there's these lower dollar kind of products if you're running your business that way, right? So it depends on where they are. Are they new to you as a customer? Or is this a program that is, like, upselling from an existing customer, and you're taking them to the next level? So a lot of it kind of matters there. The further in they are, and the more they've worked with you, and that they're happy with you, the more they will continue to pay to continue to ascend, because they have seen results already. If this is a brand new product, in my opinion, it needs to be a little bit more market associated with similar products or programs that are in the arena, because, in fact, I'm going to be talking about some psych tricks, but 86% of people actually price shop online. So I believe that people even do this. I've had customers like, well, you know, I could do this and this and this and, like, this program, and they're all within, like, $500 of each other, honestly. So there kind of becomes this comparison to what's happening in the marketplace. And I think one of the things to think about is, where do you fit in relation to that in the marketplace? Are you wanting to be a premium service? You want to know what everybody else is charging, you want to charge more. Or do you want to be the Walmart, like the high quantity, low dollar, and bring people in that way? So in that case, you need to know where the price points are at so that you can be down towards the bottom. Or are you just going to play middle road? Like, a lot of it kind of depends on where you want to be in relation to your competition as well. Another thing to really think about is, like, in terms of who this is for, who is your audience? And I know there's all this, like, who's your avatar? Who's your avatar? And you're like, I'm tired of talking about my freaking avatar, right? But it is important, because, you know, selling something to a corporation or to a highly experienced, you know, seven-figure business owner versus a beginner, the access to funds that they have is going to be different. And so your product or service needs to be priced appropriately so that it is still within their reach while still providing value. So that leads me to another thing to really consider, which is, what is the value of this program? So a lot of times it's like, there is no way I can create a $10,000 program and sell it to people. Well, I've seen it over and over. Like, I've seen it at Funnel Hacking Live and Steve Larson's Offer Lab and everything, right? So you get all these beginners together and you offer them a $15,000 package, and the people who see enough value in it will find the money to make it happen. Now, without getting super political, I think you also have to be comfortable with who you're selling to and how much you're charging and what that means for your customer. So I'll just leave that. Oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble with this. Jen and your big mouth. Okay. So let's start with digital products. Here's the process that I go through, and I'm probably going to be all over this place here. I did actually record this process in the tips. If you want to go follow the link to our blog, you can go grab the tip infographic. I actually have it kind of outlined in good sequential steps, but here's the gist of what I go through is I want to look at what is all of the marketplace actually doing and where do I want to fit in that marketplace? Do I want to be at the top or the bottom? Who is it for and where are they at in the customer journey? Just like we just talked about. And then I really want to look at the value. What is the value that I am creating in this? And you know, when you get to the end of a webinar or whatever, and it has the value stack and it's like, this is worth $19.97 and this is worth $24.97. Like we all know those are just made up numbers, right? Most of them, usually they're made up numbers, but what it does mean, and this trick, it still works, which is why everybody still does it, is if you're like, this is what you're buying and I'm going to give you this result, but I'm also going to give you this and this and this and this and this. So it becomes a no-brainer. So you're like, oh man, I really want those bonuses. Or I was already willing to pay this much for this and I'm going to get all these extra things. Now, chances are you're probably never going to use or use very little of all of the extra things, but it makes the buyer think a little bit differently. Like, oh, I'm getting extra bonus value, right? So looking at what is the value, not only in terms of the stack or whatever it is that you're including in your product or program or service for that matter, but whatever you're including, it's not only just the dollar value of that, but really, what is the value of what you're doing for the end user? What does this mean for them? Are they in ultimate pain? One of my friends, Neil, he's actually been a guest on the show here. He started off doing massage, right? So he actually focuses on medical massage, and he's actually transitioned away from the term massage because he doesn't want people to think about paying for a massage because he has actually upped his price. If you compare what he does to other people, he's probably on average 3 to 4 times what normal massage places charge. But what he's focused on is the end result. I'm going to get you out of sciatic pain. And if you have ever had sciatic pain, like me, and you're in that ultimate pain, it's like, I don't care how much it costs. I want to be out of pain and I will pay whatever, right? And at that point, he can literally pick whatever he wants. So look at the value and what you're actually doing for your customer. And you use that to help, in my mind, I use it to kind of help figure out where on the scale. Like if this is going to completely transform their business, completely transform their life, whatever the case may be, then I know I want to be towards the top of that service. Like I want to be a premium service for that. So that's just kind of where I place our services. And then I look at the competition, right? And I look at what we're providing in terms of value. I also look at how new our product or program is. If this is a new thing, I want it to be more easily accessible to have more infiltration. And as the product ages and I'm having more and more people with results and things like that, the price goes up, right? So a lot of it depends on where your customers are at in their journey, but also where you are at in the journey with that product or program. So hope that that helps. In addition, what I look at is in terms of like creating that value stack, like what are all the extra things I can give them? What extra stuff can I provide? So it's like, this is a no-brainer, all this extra value. Well, then I look at that total value and I say, okay, is my price at least 1/10 or less of that extra bonus value? And if not, I find more ways to add in more bonus things that help increase the value, right? With me so far? Okay, so I just want to see. A lot of this is probably pretty similar digital marketing kind of stuff, but if you have used any of these tactics and seen great results, share it in the comments below. Can't wait to see. Okay, as an example, I had a customer several years ago who had developed a membership course. And this was a very highly intensive course. And honestly, it's the same thing that he was teaching one-on-one to his like $10,000 VIP clients. But he wanted to infiltrate this and sell it, you know, everywhere. So he's like, okay, where do we need to price it? So we went through this same model. What's the value? Where are people at? We were all over the board. And we both agreed that it could very well live as a $5,000 product. But because he wanted to get some infiltration But he didn't want to pick up beginners. So he used the price point. We actually used the price point. So instead of taking it to a $1,000 course, we actually started it off at $2,500 because he wanted to automatically weed out the people where $2,500 was going to be too much, just because he knew who he wanted to work with very specifically, right? Still, a lot of it is a mental game. And you guys, you can always change it. You always can change it. Taking the price down after you've launched it, not fantastic, but you can also rebrand it and change it to a different product and relaunch it at a lower price if you need to, right? But what really matters is, does it bring the value to your customers and where you want to fit kind of in the marketplace? Because for digital stuff, we're not talking about a lot of overhead. So you really just throw a dart and kind of figure it. So those are the things that I go through in terms of comparing where I'm at and knowing what I want to do. Like, for instance, pricing our course that we just recently released, the Content Connection Academy. So that course is designed to be a JV, a joint venture attraction model. So I want the course to be very low so that it sells easily. And I also wanted it to be enough so that when I split the profits with whoever it is that's helping me promote the webinar, that it's juicy enough for them to be like, yeah, I'll do that. So I go in, I run the webinar, we sell the course, I deliver the course, and they make half of whatever we do. So $1,000 is a great price point. I've gone through this course with several other people and I've had feedback that like, this should be a $2,000 course. This should be a $3,000 course. I'm like, I agree, but this is meant to be sort of a, like a foot in the door kind of product. So because of that, I actually priced it lower. Now it's also a new program. So after it's been out for a year and we have a whole bunch of people through it, it'll probably go up, right? So that's just kind of an example of how I ran that model for our digital product. Okay, so now let's talk about pricing services. So I think services are, you're going to take all those other things into account. But in addition, here's what you do. You're going to look at, what are my hard costs to deliver this service? And what are my variable costs? As in, what do I have for variable overhead? Who do I need to hire? Or just for like market adjustment and costs, right? Sometimes things can be kind of variable. So you want to look at, what are your hard costs? And so when I still consider all of those other things, but I start with, here's my hard costs to deliver this. I estimate the number of hours that I'm going to have for man hours and everything. And I put all of this in and I say, okay, here's where I'm at hard labor wise. And then I multiply that before I even do anything at all. I multiply that by 1.5 because I know that my estimates tend to be a little low. And so I usually increase that just so I have some buffer. And that has saved my bacon so many times. Okay, so then I have a number that I'm like, this is my expected cost, right? Then I look at, what am I adding in terms of marketing costs? What do I want to allow to be able to acquire a customer with this? What do I want to be able to allow to pay a JV affiliate partner? So I make sure that I add in advertising costs or acquisition costs, whatever that's going to be. And then I will take that whole number and multiply it again by 1.5 or 2 and then kind of see where I'm at. So then I see where I'm at with that number. I go back to the marketplace and I'm like, okay, in terms of where I want to fit, where I want for my customer, where does that fall in alignment? And I kind of adjust the number from there based on the market. But I already know, like, I can't go under this, because I've calculated out what my estimated costs are, right? Hope that makes sense. Many, many years ago, when I left corporate, the first job that I worked with was a commercial contractor. And my little brother is actually a general construction manager as well. So he is in charge of pricing out products and stuff and doing these big estimates and bids. And he puts together estimates and bids for like government contracts, right? So we're talking about like, oh, here's a $123 million estimate for some building or something. So on that, the way that they're pricing it is, here's all of our costs. So they're still looking at all of their costs, right? And then they're like, plus, so it's cost plus, right? Cost plus this little bit of percentage. And they can get away with like a 2% spread. But when you're looking at 2% over like, what did I just say? $123 million? I ask as if you're gonna answer me. 2% is quite a lot, right? But when you're calculating for smaller products or programs, which in general in the digital marketing realm, we're usually somewhere in the like $100,000 to $10,000, $20,000 range, right? So you need more than a 2% margin. So whatever those margins are that you're looking for products, I like to look at anywhere from like a 50 to 80% margin. For services, I like to look at like a 30 to 50% margin because I know that things are going to be variable in there. If you beat those, awesome, totally do it. I'm just kind of giving you the guidelines that I look at for base. Now, if I can increase that profit and still fit where I want to in the market and it still works for my customers and everything, great, I'm going to. But if it doesn't, that's kind of why everybody sort of stays in those ranges, right? So one of the things that I keep talking about here is affiliate commissions, like building in the room to be able to pay those affiliate fees. And I mentioned the Content Connection Academy. That is a $1,000 course, and we give $500 to anybody who is referring. So if that's something that you are curious about, go check out formulandone.com/partner, and you can sign up to be one of our affiliate partners, and you can make some money off of our products and programs, which I just love making money off of other people's stuff, because I'm like, yeah, I just made money, and I didn't actually have to do anything. Like, that's awesome. So I'd invite you to check that out. And you can also experience some of how we put together some of our pricing models. So I hope that this helps. Make sure you go read the blog, grab the tip graphic where I actually have kind of this step-by-step, which will make a lot more sense now after listening to this. But a few examples of how we go through working on pricing out our products and services. So thanks so much. I will see you guys on the next episode.